I'm joined by the Turkish journalist Mehmet Aksakal, who's been monitoring events at the Turkish-Syrian border. Mehmet, can you just bring us up to date as to what border points are now in control of the Free Syrian Army?
There's two main borders between Turkey and Syria, which is the most of the trade and passenger cross. Was Öncüpınar at Kilis, a Turkish side, other side El Izzad, and other one is, in Turkish side we call it Cilvegözü, Syrian side call it Bab el Hewa. Cilvegözü border is closed almost for around 2 weeks now. At the other side of the border, they're not Syrian military, but they're like El Izzad under the control of SSA, but clashes going on still there. And Cilvegözü yesterday, when I'm Bab el Hewa, yesterday they was under the control of SSA for a few hours. And the Syrian officer, they all ran away. But later on, the Syrian government attacked back on the rebels at the border, and rebels, at the border gate, the rebels pulled back. It's unclear at the moment what's really going on at the gate, because the gate is closed, and that's all we know. The Syrian military came back, and then rebels pulled back from the gate. And other borders in Kurdish area, there's many small borders not used for international crossing. Mostly those gates used for locals crossing to visit each other, relatives. And all of those gates are closed. One of the biggest one in that area is Nusaybin Gate, closed for 7 months. And Jarabulus was controlled officially by Kurds, that gate yesterday, I think. And Kabun city, actually, they declared yesterday, the locals in Kabun said that city control being claimed of Syrian government. So Kabun city is completely under the control of Kurds. They declared it officially.
And so you were tweeting that the Syrian army has been withdrawn from those Kurdish areas.
I mean, Syrian army, they were not big army in the Kurdish area, but last month they actually pulled probably 95% of Syrian soldiers, they pulled back from Kurdish area. There were a few small stations where some Kurdish Syrian soldiers were. There's still some in Kamishlu area, in the very east part of the border, but there were no Syrian military there anyway. And right now, that they didn't declare it. It was like an unofficial by control by Kurds. So along Turkish border, the Kurdish cities actually have no Syrian government, don't have any power there. Like, there's no Syrian police, no Syrian military, nothing. The Kurds unofficially administrating themselves. Like, there's some Kurds who taking care of the people. Like, I mean, some... They are not officially police or military, but the Kurds who have weapons, taking care of security, and they have kind of like a small city parliament. It's kind of, it's kind of free of Syrian government at the moment.
And how is the Turkish government responding to the disputes at the borders?
A Turkish government concern that the Kurds may have autonomy or become independent, something that will affect Turkey, because the biggest Turkish Kurdish community, they live in Turkey, and at the same time PKK rebels fighting the Turkish government. So Turkey not happy for that. When last year a Turkish minister was meeting Assad for pushing him for reform, one of the things they was saying, to make a new constitution, but make sure not Kurdish parties will be allowed, because the Kurds actually very unhappy with Turkey and with the Syrian opposition, because they think if a new Syrian government would be pro-Turkey, under the control of Turkey, and that they would really, the Kurds would not be freedom for Kurds.
But hang on, what about the the border crossings where there were disputes with the Free Syrian Army yesterday. How is the Turkish government responding to that, those disputes?
Which, you mean Bab el Hawa?
Yeah.
At the moment is not crossing and just all waiting. You were not really, because media members cannot go to other side and very difficult to get information. But it looked like it border controlled by Assad, the Syrian military again. But still, a clash is going on around the border. But it is closed at the moment and look like it's controlled by Syrian government back again. But a few hours was under the control of rebels yesterday.
Do you think that they'll regain control of it?
Possible. I mean, we never know what will happen. It depends. If, the Syrian government doesn't have a big military in this area, they are busy with fighting other areas, but if they send some help and something, if they don't send some help, something, rebels may attack again, but if anything can happen, really hard to say what can happen.
And have there been more refugees as a result?
In last week, within a week, 5,000 more refugees came, and many more defected soldiers came to Turkey last week, within a week. At least three generals and many other military officers, and also, last week, there's a Syrian town, Jarabulus. There was clashes. Syrian military was attacking town with helicopters. 8 injured, 8 rebels and 2 Syrian soldiers they brought into Turkey to hospital. Syrian soldiers and rebels were staying at the same hospital. They were injured.
And what about rebels getting our heavy arms into Syria as a result of taking temporary control, at least, of these border points?
You know, the rebels along Turkish border, in the western part of Turkish border, Syria, they mostly local rebels, like people from the villages. And they organize together and fighting, defending their villages. The real organized Free Syrian Army, mostly inland in Hama and maybe Jebel Zawiye. But those, for example, took control of the Turkish border, like the border gate, were not organized real Free Syrian Army men. Like they, a group of rebels from the area, like it.
So there's been no sign of heavy weapons going across the border.
Yeah, I mean, they. When we ask them where do you bring weapons from, they say we get it from Syria army. When we clash with them, we get it. And they, some of them say actually Syrian soldiers, our friends, and some of them they give to us. They say. So I mean, no one really has so far confirmed those FSA member we talked to that. This weapon has been smuggled from out of country. So they say we get them from Syrian army.
Okay, Mehmet. Thanks very much.
No problem. Okay.